Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett is joining us this morning to update the search for Brian Laundry following the strangulation death of Gabby Petito out in Wyoming. Brad, you know, based on the fact that human remains were found at a Florida reserve yesterday and some personal effects of Brian Laundry, do you think the search for him is over?
Maybe. I mean, the problem, Susan, is that I think they have found other bodies in this reserve. It's not uncommon in large, remote areas to find bodies. People go there to die. Typically, they're not murders. And so the question is, and I would agree with you, if in fact these remains were found near clothing in a backpack that the FBI are saying are likely Brian's, then it's reasonable that maybe these remains are, or maybe not. Obviously, it was whatever the remains are, and that, you know, that can mean about 10 different things, from, you know, a full body to parts of a body because of animals, etc. And so I don't know what they have to work with to ID him. So might we know something one way or the other today or tomorrow? I would say maybe. If they have to do DNA, it will probably be a little longer. But it becomes a challenge when bodies have been out in the elements, in this case maybe a month, and it sounds like even submerged, because the area – it was reported the area where the clothing and the remains were found had been underwater.
The search has been ongoing. This has always been, Brad, you know, in the times we've talked in the past, this has always been a pretty plausible possibility, though, if these are the remains of Brian Laundry, that this was what happened and maybe what he was envisioning would happen when he walked in to this nature preserve.
Right, and that might have been his goal. Brian, if, and I'll say if twice, if it's true that when he left his house for the last time, he didn't take his wallet or his cell phone, I will tell you, working suicide cases, those are two big red lights. Because why do you need a wallet? You're not going to be alive much longer. And so... does that play into this? Maybe. Did he go there to die? Did he take his own life? Did he just allow himself to sort of die in the elements? Obviously, we don't know the answer to that. But it is reasonable that even if this is not him, that that might well be where he is. This is not a kid of means. He's not a worldly traveler. I don't think he has connections in Mexico, Canada, fill in the blank. That doesn't mean he couldn't be there. But it's hard to be a fugitive. How do you support yourself? How do you speak the language? Your picture's all over the place, you know, around the world now. It's really, unless you're really good and have the methods and means to hide, the odds of you getting caught are fairly high.
Did it strike you at all, though, that this development occurred yesterday on a day that his parents joined the search?
You know, there's a lot of things that strike me as odd about the parents. And, you know, we don't know, the three of us don't know what they have actually told law enforcement as this case has progressed, about where Brian is, what they do or don't know about what happened to Gabby, et cetera. But it is odd behavior, because nobody seemed to cooperate, at least outwardly on the front end. There's all of these sort of, Brian left, but they didn't tell law enforcement that he'd left the house to go to this reserve back in September. Bizarre behavior, and some certainly would argue kind of suspicious behavior. Now, we all know that the nature of those of us that are parents are to protect our children. So is some of this to protect him? Maybe. But there becomes a limit, obviously, to that, particularly if you think that your child has been involved in some serious, obviously, wrongdoing.
If this is Brian Laundrie, it has to be an unsatisfying end in a way for the family, who doesn't really get the answers they were looking for, or, you know, the justice that you get in a trial or something like that.
Well, that is exactly right. And the question is, did Brian actually ever tell his parents or somebody else what happened? Maybe, maybe not. I mean, you're not going to have it on CCTV. You're not going to have witnesses. Can you circumstantially sort of figure out what happened? When I know more about what happened to her, and maybe even hopefully see the autopsy report, it'll better sort of inform, you know, what happened or how she, you know, where she died, how she died. Apparently, she was found near this campsite where he was sighted around the time she disappeared. So we might be able to piece this together, but clearly, to your point, not to the satisfaction that Brian could have filled in the details.
If this is, in fact, his body, and there, let's assume that there are teeth, would dental records be the easiest and quickest way to identify him?
It would be, Susan, if, in fact, you have his head, not to get too gross here, to examine. The problem with bodies in the elements in a remote area where animals would have access, insects, water, you know, what did they find? You know, when you tell me you found human remains, that's everything from a full body to one arm or hand. So I don't know what they have. And that really will drive, as I said earlier, how quickly they might be able to ID him.
Brad, appreciate the time. As always, Brad Garrett joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.